Bonjour et merci de voler des lins aériens de Phil Hendrick. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodles. Je devrais mentionner Doobies Américains.
Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Friday night at the fight's coming up. Daryl Weber and the Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree also coming up. So what about a guy who thinks that King Kong happened? We live in a day and age, I guess, now where people are, you know, they're prone to perhaps believe that these things could have taken place. I mean, I don't know. You know, you talk to people. I don't know. It's just, you know, well, maybe it did. The Area 51. If you're going to believe Area 51, well, why not believe that King Kong exists? Why don't we believe anymore in giant apes? In other words, we believe in UFOs. There's so many people who believe in UFOs, which is a fine thing to believe in, and I guess if it gets you off the streets, it's great. It's a wonderful hobby. And a lot of people take it to a degree whereby UFOs are not just, you know, out there and they're looking at us, but it's almost like a religion, you know. In other words, they think they can communicate with them, and so on and so forth. We believe in the Yeti. There are many who believe in the abominable snowman or the Sasquatch or whatever you want to call it. But we don't believe in the giant ape anymore. We're not believing in giant insects anymore. We don't believe in Godzilla. Why not that? I'll tell you what. If UFOs exist, and if the Yeti exists, then a giant monkey living on Skull Island, that could exist too. Now, you want to know why people won't believe in that? Because it's a little bit more difficult to cover up a giant ape trying to go up the Empire State Building or a giant monkey trying to do his number down on Skull Island. He's big, you know? In other words, he's taking up a lot of space. So what do? We trick ourselves. Well, I don't know. Well, why not? Come on, tell me why not. Is there some island, some prehistoric realm where there's like mysterious island where there's a giant crab and a giant chicken, bunch of giant rabbits? Maybe they exist too. Why not? The world is filled, my friends, with things as the beginning of Dracula states that man can never know. What manner of man is Dracula? We don't know. How about vampires? See, the whole thing, the reason why nobody wants to believe in a giant ape is very simple. He's a tough guy. You can't cover him up. Either he's there or he ain't. No guy is going to say, I saw a giant ape on Skull Island, because we could go down there and check it out. And what's the ape doing? Is he hiding in a rabbit hutch someplace? We're very selective with these things. Well, the UFOs, people have seen them. Well, guess what? I saw a giant monkey going up the Empire State Building. Am I nuts? Oh, I see. I'm nuts. You believe in a cat flying around out there, man, with a big head and the big, the big baby doe eyes with the little slit for mouth. You're fine. I believe in an ape going up the Empire State Building. I'm cuckoo. No. It didn't work like that. And that lizard coming out of Tokyo Bay. And I saw a real good one the other night, Konga. This was a British version of King Kong, only it was a guy in an ape suit. It was pretty good. So, yeah, you can't be selective with these things. Either you're going to believe this stuff or you're not going to believe this stuff. Either it's all out there for us to delve into or it's not. You can't be selective UFO here, but you can't believe in a giant monkey. There ain't no such thing as giant lizards and stuff. Well, I guess, you know, maybe I just happen to think that there are and there was a sighting and all of that crap. People see lights because it's easy to fake you out. You see what I'm trying to say here, and maybe I'm not making any sense, but that's okay. It's late. It's Friday. I'm at the end of my stick anyway. You see, lights you can mess with. Oh, I saw a light. You know, I don't know, Ed. It was a thing that flew and, you know, like that. You can go with that for 40, 50, 100, 200 years with stuff like that. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm saying it's interesting phenomenon that people swear. I swear I saw it. What did you see? A light in the sky, and it hovered, and it's gone. Because there's something very ethereal about that, and you can play with it a little bit. And, well, you know, I swear to God, I think you're kooky, and, you know, oh, you don't believe there can be life on other planets. Well, it's the possibility is obvious. I mean, you know, the mathematical, and they lay that on you. Well, okay, I understand it. I've never heard anybody say, by the way, why it's not equally mathematically possible that the Earth is the only inhabited planet in the entire solar system, and that we are just the beginning of a colonization process. I've never heard anybody talk about that. It's always, well, the mathematical probability of life on other planets is just so astounding and so overwhelming, you have to believe that there's life on other planets. Well, maybe I do. It doesn't necessarily have to mean or follow that these cats are flying around up in outer space, man, right over my house. Because it's a very ethereal thing. Well, that light, it zipped here and it zipped there. But you ain't never going to have some guy say to you, a big ape is living on Skull Island, man. And, you know, I swear to God, everybody think he's nuts. But why? Why? Why can't there be mutated species that are the size of the Empire State Building, walking around and flattening all the bush natives down there? Remember the opening scenes of King Kong, where Kong is like flattening all those cats? They're coming out of their little huts, just you know, the screen. Why can't there be? But I'm nuts. I'm nuts because that's just way out there. It was in a movie. Well, a whole lot of UFOs that are in flicks too. So if you're going to believe in UFOs, you got to believe in a big ape. You got to believe in the ape, and you got to believe in the whatever the hell that thing was, the giant tarantula, all of that stuff. It's all possible because science, you know, nature can be mutated. If we have, don't we have rats that are the size of dogs? We have all kinds of crap, man. You go down to South America, they got butterflies with a wingspan of 3 feet. 3 feet! Butterflies! All kinds of things are going on out there. But I talk about an ape going up the Empire State Building. I'm a nutcase. Now, what do you call that black stuff between King Kong's toes? Give up? Slow natives. Now, I... Toe jam. Kong's toe jam. Some slow native. Some guy that just couldn't get going, man. There's Kong picking it out from between his toes. That's a great movie. The hell with it. And that poor clown we were talking to, for those of you, by the way, in Salt Lake City who are getting this hour as the first hour on Monday, you don't know what the hell I'm saying, so just stick around. You'll figure it out. Stick around in about 2 hours or so. You'll figure it out. No, no, you can't believe in that, but I got to sit here and listen night after night when I'm, you know, like Art or anybody else. You know, you hear these people throwing out all these theories about this stuff, and you better believe it, otherwise you're involved in a government conspiracy. How about that government conspiracy, man? It's covering up the fact that Kong's out there someplace, man, with a little bit of that toe jam going on. How about that one? Well, do you have any proof? Sure, man, I got proof, okay? I saw it. Well, that's not good enough. Do you have photographic evidence? You ain't got any photographic evidence either. Well, but other people have seen... Well, I've got a bunch of other people, man, they say they've seen that too. So there it is. And that am how it is at. Here on the old Phil Henry Show tonight. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Dickhead live here from the UNLV Campus Arena here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this is the heavyweight bout we have been waiting for. This is Joe Dickhead along with the professor for this big heavyweight bout. A big 12-round bout here between one of the great heavyweights, one of the all-time great hitters, and an up-and-comer here, Professor.
Well, I think that it's going to be a good fight, and I'm excited about it.
All right. Now, we have got a heavyweight bout here. Quit breathing on me, all right?
I'm excited about it.
Don't breathe on me. Don't breathe on me. We've got a heavyweight bout here tonight, a 12-round championship bout here from Las Vegas, Nevada here. Joe Dickhead along with the professor ready to play all you can play here in Las Vegas. The big play-by-play, the color commentary, all coming your way. Lennox Lewis will be here, as you know, all of the fight fans across America waiting for this great champion who is the holder of two belts going up against another great, great challenger. For this 12-round bout, Lennox Lewis versus the Virgin Mary tonight. And this is going to be one hell of a fight. Virgin Mary coming to the ring right now. There is the Virgin Mary. She's looking tough. The last fight against Pernell Whitaker, of course, ended in a draw. But she has a great record of 651 wins, 423 losses, and 3 draws. The Virgin Mary now taking the rink, and you can see her there looking very, very tough.
Well, I think it's, I don't know.
Jesus, you rock. Step off me, man. Jesus, you are really spilling it up, okay? Virgin Mary there wearing her traditional powder blue and the white robe. And now entering the ring here, Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis is coming into the ring, and listen to this crowd. Virgin Mary in the powder blue with the white satin trim. Lennox Lewis there in traditional red trunks. And the referee is going to be giving the instructions here. Let's go down there. Ringside, the referee giving the instructions between Lennox Lewis and the Virgin Mary.
I want a clean break at all times. I want no rabbit punching or kidney punching. Be careful of your low blows. They may cost you a round.
And there it is. That is our referee in there tonight. Joe Dopes there giving the instructions to the fighters here in this what could be a devastating fight between Lennox Lewis and the Virgin Mary. A lot of great fight fans ringside. A lot of the great personalities in show business and entertainment are here. Right down there ringside is Martha Stewart. And, of course, next to her is the great Stephen Hawking. And I think I see Mr. Green Jeans down there, too, along with Dancing Bear. So there's a great, great crowd here this evening, ladies and gentlemen, for this great, great fight between Lennox Lewis and the Virgin Mary as they are getting warmed up here this evening. This fight, of course, brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Hey, Mabel, how about another Red Label? Or whatever the hell it is I'm trying to say. You know, I wanted to ask you a question, Professor. What do you think about the fight tonight with regard to Lennox Lewis's record and against that fight with Amanda Holyfield?
I want a clean break, get off.
Will you shut up and give me the thing?
I'm sorry. I think it's definitely going to...
Careful of your low blows. They may cost you a round.
I think it's definitely...
Never mind. All right, let's get set for the big fight here tonight. It is the Virgin Mary there with Lennox Lewis. And it's the first round as they come out of the corners. There goes the Virgin Mary. There's a right cross. And she dismisses there. There's a body shot by the Virgin Mary there on Lennox Lewis. The stack is there, but he goes back to the corner there in the neutral corner. And Lennox Lewis comes out. And Lennox Lewis now feeling out the Virgin Mary. If you'll pardon the expression, they're feeling each other out there, toe-to-toe and around. These two great fighters here. Never met before. Probably never will meet again. As you know, the Virgin Mary had a very controversial fight against Mike Tyson. He bit her ear and she ripped his genitals off. Of course, they had to sew them back on.
I remember when she did that.
Get away from me, will you? Okay, boy, do you stink. So anyway, as they get out there at the center of the round, yes, the Virgin Mary ripped Mike Tyson's genitals off in that last fight when he tried to bite her. But I'll tell you something right now. He's not going to get away with it here. Not at all. Lennox Lewis is out there in the middle of the round. And there's a big haymaker. A big right hand there by Lennox Lewis. Decks the Virgin Mary. And we got ourselves now a standing eight count.
Yeah, he really whooped on her.
Stand him up in the corner, will you, okay?
I was down on the casino floor. It's a hell of a deal.
So a standing eight count there. And the Virgin Mary's back into the corner. And this crowd is on their feet right now. That's right, as they come out of the round. Boy, he really staggered her with that big, 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 big. And I mean big right hand there. Now they're going to the middle of the ring. There they are moving around. There's a right hand there from Lennox Lewis. A little right hand there. Just kind of tapped it. Didn't really hurt her. There's a big right hand again from the Virgin Mary to the body. There's a left. And a right. And a left. And a right. Backing up there, backing into the corner. That's got on the old rope-a-dope. Here comes the big rope-a-dope. Moving him up against the ropes there and pummeling the body is the Virgin Mary there. Professor, what do you think? All right, thanks for that comment, Dan. It's very insightful, brilliant stuff, brilliant. I love it. All right, the Virgin Mary down in the middle of the ring. Belts down there, a big, big right hand there. A big right hand there, Lennox Lewis drops him on his back. Lennox Lewis went down, a right hand for the Virgin Mary as he's trying to get to his feet. And the referee, instead of the neutral corners there, Lewis is down, but he's not out as they stand it up. Lennox Lewis took a big right hand there, an unbelievable right hand there from the Virgin Mary, and that has got to really, really stagger him. That's the end of the first round. What action there, Professor, huh?
God. Oh, God.
All right, Professor, I'll tell you something right now. This is a fight. Virgin Mary gave Lennox Lewis a low blow, and then the referee gave her a warning on that one, so we can't watch for much more of that, because I'll tell you, I don't know how much more of that he can take. A lot of great fight fans here ringside this evening as we are between rounds, Lennox Lewis, the Virgin Mary. Got Linda Lavin, the great Linda Lavin is here with the great Vic Tabak, and, of course, the wonderful, wonderful people there from the... Oh, is that the Queen Elizabeth? That's the one right down there at the ringside there. The great Salman Rushdie is with her. The great Stan Chambers is here, and, of course, the great Dr. Joseph Mengele is here as well tonight.
What a fight! What a night! What a great, great event here to be witnessing here. This great fight, the heavyweight fight here between Lennox Lewis and the Virgin Mary. Will you quit ringing the bell, okay?
I want to see if it worked.
That's right, folks. This fight is brought to you by Passable Ribbon Beer. Stay away from the bell, okay? Stay away from the bell. Get away from the bell. This fight is brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Don't forget, when you go to your favorite bar and you order up a great beer, get a cold beer. Get Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. It's when you get away from the organ, okay?
I wanted to see if it...
I know it works, okay? I mean, it's fine. That's right, Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's a great, great beer. You'll love it. Just order up one. You'll really think that it's a fun... You knock it off with the bell? All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the bell to start the second round here. This big fight here between... Only one time, okay, if you don't mind. Just one bell. Just one little... Just one. Just one. That's the baby. Here they go to the middle of the round now. It is the Virgin Mary and Lennox Lewis. The Virgin Mary and Lennox Lewis. I can't believe that the Virgin Mary has lasted this long with the great Lennox Lewis, who's a hell of a fighter. Lennox Lewis. There's a big right hand. A big right hand puts the Virgin Mary down. Does he get that? He hits her again. He lifted her off the canvas there. I can't believe that. It was a staggering blow that Lennox Lewis landed there. It was an uppercut there. The Virgin Mary came in low. She was going into the body shots. And I'll tell you something right now. Those body shots have got to hurt him. But Lennox Lewis came back with a big uppercut. A big, big uppercut that literally lifted the Virgin Mary right up off the canvas. Unbelievable. All right, now they're out the center of the ring there as they begin again. And I'll tell you, she's staggered. She's wobbly. She's on rubber legs there. The Virgin Mary, as she's walking around, another right hand there is missed. There's another body shot that's missed. Now they're thinking, oh, there's another right hand there. Another right hand. The Virgin Mary's down. She is down. Gonna be a standing eight count here. No, I don't think so. There's one. There's two. There's three. She's back on her feet. Unbelievable. The Virgin Mary, what resilience she's got, ladies and gentlemen. This is the hell of a fight. Lennox Lewis, the Virgin Mary. Lennox Lewis, the Virgin Mary. Going toe-to-toe here in the middle of the ring here. UNLV campus. And I can't believe what I'm seeing here. I can't believe the Virgin Mary's actually got a round and a half of this big lummox. And there's another right hand. And it just misses a slight glancing blow off of the jaw. And there's another hand that's just a slight glancing blow off the jaw there. The Virgin Mary's trying to recover. She's trying to get her stamina. She's trying to get her feet. I can't believe she's still walking around out there. And he finishes her off. A big right hand there. Lennox Lewis knocks out the Virgin Mary.
Oh, man.
That's the fight.
Who won? What?
Hi, Dale Weber here. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what's going on. The man keeps looking at me and talking to me. I don't get it. Welcome back. Oh, shut. Shut the damn thing. Shut it off. I don't know what the hell you're doing. I listen to this white man yelling all about Lennox Lewis and the Virgin Mary. I don't know. And now the man rolling a record. I don't know what. All I know is Phil Henry took off. He's not here. Man, he decided he was going to go home and not be with his wife, which I think is the number one thing a man should, you know, if you just listen to a prize fight between Lennox Lewis and the Virgin Mary, you want to get home and be with your wife. You want to be with your family at a time like that. When a Virgin Mary get her ass kicked by Lennox Lewis, you want to be with your family at a time like this, don't you? All right, let me kick it off. Daryl Weber here on the Phil Henry Show on the Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree.
One, two, three.
When Virgin Mary get her ass kicked by Lennox Lewis, that's just wrong, and that's got to stop. Dude. What's this mess? What's this mess? Muddy water? All right. Don't tell me he got stuck between King Kong's toes. I hate life. I hate it so much. Whoa. Wow.
I'm a king bee, buzzing all night long.
I feel like the toe jam of life just got stuffed up my nose. Right up my throat.
I'm a king bee, buzzing all night long.
and your man is not at home. Where are the?
That's just fine. That's Muddy Waters here. That's called I'm a King Bee, and this is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Darryl Weber sitting in here on Funky Chicken Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree. Man, that's what I call news talk, you know. Y'all dialing in tonight, you want to hear some news talk. That's what I got for you. Now, I'm going to do some shout-outs tonight. I'll take some requests tonight. Yeah, let's go right to the phones. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you, Darryl?
Real good, brother. What do you want?
Yeah, I'd like to make a request. I'd like to hear organ music.
All right, any kind?
Yeah, the kind you hear at ball games.
All right, let's do it right now, man. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to get down.
Yeah, do it, brother, do it.
All right, here it is, man. Organ music you hear at ball games.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, there you go. That's organ music that you hear at ball games. Yeah, on a funky chicken, man, that's just flat good, you know. That's just good. You got that, brother?
That, you know, I'm down
that.
That's all right.
All right, let's keep on going here tonight. The Funky Chicken Cacophony. I don't think this is going to be as good, but anyway, Funky Chicken Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree.
It is this, man. I want to hear some more of that organ music.
This is the Phil Henry Show, but Phil ain't here. He always clears out when I come in. He don't want to know about this. I don't think Phil even knows I'm doing this. All he knows, he thinks he gets off at 9:30 on Friday night.
Now, let me tell you a story I got from an old man one day. He taught me a lesson on what my friend do and say. The rabbit fooled the monkey. He fooled the monkey one day. It was early one morning. The monkey came past the rabbit, finding something to eat for him. Had been a rare habit. The monkey saw the rabbit. Said you look like a good dish to eat. The rabbit said, I know where you can get some real good meat. The monkey and the rabbit, yeah, they were buddies that day. The rabbit told the monkey, say you have to go to the lion. Are you crazy? Rabbit said, don't worry, tell him I'm your friend. Monkey looked at the rabbit, shook his head, went on his way. That's what he did. We'll be right back.
to eat. Mother looked at the lion, held his tail and ran away. Now that's my story. Tell you that's all I have for today. If you got a friend like the rabbit, be careful what you do or say. And as for the monkey, he ain't the rabbit anyway. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. You know, that puts a smile on my face. That's Little Ed and the Blues and Purists here on the Phil Henry Show. This is Darryl Weber sitting in here on the Funky Chicken Cacophony. Look at Jamboree on a Friday night. And now it's time for Love Sound Effects. And this is a portion of our program every Friday night where we read a letter from one of you listeners. And it's something you want to dedicate to the one you love.
Nothing ever seems to fit.
And here's a letter. This comes from ML, and he wants to dedicate a sound effect to his lovely Angeline, and the letter goes like this. It says, Dear Darryl, I met her on a rainy day out in the park, and she was so beautiful. I went up to her, and I said, you know, I know you like big women, Darryl, so I know you're gonna relate to this, but she was big. She was big, and she was full of love. And looking at her reminded me of something that I had heard the last time I'd seen something that big. I love her so much, and Darryl, I would appreciate it if you would, on your love sound effects, dedicate to my beautiful Angeline the sound of an air horn. Well, here you go, ML. This is for your lovely Angeline. Isn't that nice? And if you want to dedicate a sound effect to your loved one, you write Darryl Weber here in care of the Phil Henry Show. All right, now let's play some music.
Hey, Johnny.
Shut our mouths. Shut up, man. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah, get some chicken in there, man. Let's be funky, man. Let's be stereotypical black folk, all right? How your shoes feel, man? Yeah? Beautiful, man. Beautiful, beautiful, man.
Great big country girl.
Well, oh yeah.
Lord, she's the finest thing. Finest thing in the world.
Say, Delma.
Yeah.
You know something? I can tell the way she walks, she ain't been here long.
Yeah, man. I was down at the Greyhound bus station when she drove up. She didn't have nothing up on her arm but one of those soft overnight bags. But let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
She's so fine. Great big healthy country girl.
Ain't she?
Thing in the world.
Go ahead, sugar. Delma, what is her name?
And it's 38, 24, 38.
And she's so fine. Great big healthy country girl.
Woo!
Lord, she's the finest thing. Finest thing in the world.
Wait a minute, don't let her get away. Call her back, man.
Man, I'm gonna lay right here on this wall and drink this wine and watch her walk. 'Cause you know, and I know, and I
I know you know.
You can take foxes out of the country, but
what?
You can't get the country out of foxes. Walk on, baby.
Go ahead now.
Baby, 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 walk on.
Say, what's the thing, the way she's wiggling, baby?
It's gotta be jelly.
Yes, it does.
All right, that's Johnny Otis here on the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree here on the Phil Henry Show. I am Darryl Weber sitting in on Friday night here after Phil go home. And that was Johnny, and I'll tell you, he had a son who was a great guitar player named Shuggy. And if you know where Shuggy is, don't tell me, because I think I owe him, I'm pretty sure I owe him money. I don't know about Shuggy, I think I, but Shuggy, I love Strawberry Letter 23, real funky psychedelic. I don't know what happened to you, man. All right, we'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show. Darryl Weber on the Phil Henry Show, and we're going to do another love sound effect for one of you listeners out there. You want to dedicate a love sound effect?
Yeah, I do, man.
Who's this?
This little puppet, man. I'm calling from East L.A.
All right, little puppet, what sound effect you want to hear?
Right. Darryl, I was wondering if you could get it on for my girlfriend Sylvia, man. And could you play for her the sound of a white woman cutting a fart?
Hey, you got it right now here on the Darryl Weber Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. That dish, man.
You got it, brother.
All right.
Glad I can make that man happy. That's what it's all about. It's about love, you know, everybody. PTL. Love all around the world. Darryl Weber Show here on the Phil Henry Show. Somebody's show.
You say your party's jumping. Everybody's having a good time.
And yours.
I know you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and take off these shoes?
Yeah.
While Sam fixes me a drink, play me some of them down on blue. Down on blue.
All right, Darryl Weber here. I want to check out. Take one more phone call. How you doing?
Yes, I wanted to comment about President Clinton. Who is this?
Darryl Weber.
Oh, my God. It's blues, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you got the wrong. You want to talk about President Clinton? I ain't doing that mess.
Well, God damn it. I wanted to talk about the President of the United States.
Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. Now, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you.
Show is heard all over that place. It
now so we can do what we did before. Now, baby, come, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house.
I gotta get out of here.